24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Do you want to feel loved and cherished? Do you desire to have a stronger and lasting marriage, friendship, family, or work relationship? Are you looking for hope, joy, and inspiration in your life? If yes, then tune into Love and Inspiration on 102.7 FM.
Broadcasting live from St. Martin in the Eastern Caribbean, this radio show is heard live every Sunday on 102.7 FM from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and is a rebroadcast, yes, right, from the previous week, is heard every Sunday night on voiceofthecaribbean.net at 8 p.m. sharp, and on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. sharp, Atlantic Standard Time, and every Monday afternoon on Bashani Radio in New York, syndicated out onto the major platforms, the various cities in the USA, internationally, as far as Dubai, broadcasting live out to 2 million listeners. Now, today on the show, I really feel so wonderfully happy to have someone who I would say is a brother, is a family friend, someone I met about roughly 2 years ago. He was on my show before with Dr. Vinette Joseph, and also one of our very good friends, family friends, and brother, Dr. Jamal Cummings. And today he's on the show. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you someone that I know as, and he is, America's number one leadership life trainer, appointed an ambassador of world civility, 2015 named a top speaker in America, 2016 named business leader of the year, 2017 named community leader of the year, 2017 also named diversity leader of the year, 2018 veteran impact business award, and one of his mottos is as follows: life is so much better when you create it. Now this gentleman, I just have to take the opportunity right now and introduce you to Dr. Will Molan. How are you doing today, my wonderful brother? Welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing?
Roy, I'm doing fantastic. And first, let me just say thank you so much for inviting me and allowing me to be on this platform that you have prepared for individuals like me to come and share our thoughts and our message. So thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. Just a pleasure to have you back on the show. It was back in 2018 when you were on the show the first time. You know, you imparted such great wisdom and knowledge as being part of the other two guests on the show, Dr. Vinette Joseph, who's a very good friend of yours, and Dr. Jamal Cummings. And being with us now at this very important time, it couldn't have been, you know, a time that we needed to have you on this show, because the people listening here on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean, and around the world really needs to hear from you in the midst of what's happening right now, because it's not only affecting one person, but it's affecting everyone. And today on the show, you're going to be sharing with us how to achieve your goals in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. Now, before we just get into that, Dr. Will, let's make good use of this time and just share with the listeners, because I know I gave just a while ago an amazing list of what you've achieved and what you've been named over the last years, but just give us a little bit of an idea. Who is Dr. Will Molan? Are you a dad, or your husband, or do you just love to just visit countries? Talk to us.
Yeah, so that's always an interesting question every time someone asks me to share a little bit about myself. But foremost, I'm a family man. I've been married to my wife for the last 23 years. We have a beautiful 17-year-old daughter and a very energetic 9-year-old son. We make our home in both St. Martin and Phoenix, Arizona. And so for me to make the story a little short, for the last 20 years, what I've had the privilege of doing is literally traveling all around the world and helping people with this concept that I call to live genius. And Live Genius is an acronym that stands for living in victory every day while getting engaged in unique significance. So I believe my assignment and my call to humanity is to help people kind of get through those challenging ideas that that kind of quell us from being our best self. Each of us go through circumstances, and each of us go through things that at some point will cause us to doubt ourselves, or even like what's going on right now with the COVID-19. Is there really a plan for my life? Should I still be thinking big? Should I still be dreaming big? So my assignment, I believe, is to go around the world and help people really discover what I call their genius potential, tap into that genius potential, develop that genius potential, and then release it into the world.
That is really very key. And, you know, it's a really good thing that you started off by explaining who you are, what is the purpose of what you're doing, because today there's no time to really waste and just, you know, be sitting around and trying to figure out what to do next. It is absolutely every day that we awaken, and God has given us that gift of life that we've got to utilize that day fully. Would you agree with that, Dr. Will?
I agree. And every day I say this, that every day that your eyes pop up and your eyes pop open, that means you have opportunity. That means you still have opportunity to go out there and go after your dreams. Tomorrow is not promised. I know many people, especially in the United States and even around the world, they heard about the unfortunate tragedy of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and those other seven individuals, that they were just doing something routinely, something that they always do. They were on their way to a basketball game, and unfortunately, they lost their life. I can imagine that morning, they did not know that was going to be their last day. But even this morning, Roy, I was watching a video of Kobe Bryant and watching his highlight film. And the reason I was able to watch Kobe's highlight film is because when he was on this planet, he did what he needed to do. He found his genius potential. He tapped into his genius potential. He developed his genius potential. And then here's the key thing. He released it to the world. And so now you and I and any of his other fans can go on YouTube right now and watch any of his highlight videos. So each and every day, we're making our highlight video. So the question is, what are you going to leave to the world? Are you going to live after you die?
That's a very key question. Are you going to live after you die? Because that brings me on to the point of one of the very important Facebook Live talks you had just a few days ago, which I chimed into, as you would always say, tell me where you're chiming into from around the world. And you were talking about, what are you doing during this time? How are you keeping yourself busy? So can you just elaborate a little bit on that, Dr. Will Force? Because some persons may have not been able to be on that Facebook Live talk that you had the other day, but I think it's so very relevant right now for those who are tuned in.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. So the other day I did do a live, because what I observed with so many people, Roy, was so many people were reacting. They were reacting to what they were seeing going on in the world. And when you react, you start to act off an impulse rather than respond. Response, when you give a response, that's more thought out. You've taken some time, you've thought about it, you've analyzed what's going on. And so what I started to notice with so many people is that they were just reacting. We had so much information coming at us, whether it was right information, wrong information. And what happens when that begins to happen and you just react, you end up with a lot of decisions you make later on regretting those decisions. And we usually say things like, if I was in my right mind, I wouldn't have said it. I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have taken that action. So what I was trying to do on that Facebook Live was get people to first just stop. Let's just stop. See where you are and see how it really is impacting you. A lot of times we get involved with things that's not even impacting us yet. Now, I know globally in terms of travel, and some of us are not working anymore, and some of us are altering our lives. But when you have time and you just stop and you get to analyze and you say, okay, what should be my next move? I love playing the game of chess, because chess is a game of strategy. And they say a great chess player always is thinking 7 to 8 moves ahead. And so what I was trying to do is get people to stop and let's look at our next seven moves. What should you be doing at this time? For a lot of people, this is going to be an excellent time to reset. For a lot of people, it's going to be an excellent time to dust off some of those dreams, to dust off some of those goals and reanalyze and say, okay, I now have time. I was praying for time. I was asking for time. And now I have the time. But what I kept seeing, Roy, was so many people complaining about having to be at home, complaining about the time that they have. And so what my suggestion is that you stop, because you can't do anything about what you can't do, right? There's limited things that we can control in this world. But the things that you can control, you want to make sure you can control them. That's the way you think. That's your mindset. That's your perspective. That's how you respond to these challenges of life. Because to be honest, Roy, this is nothing new. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. And so the last time it was called something different. The next time it'll be called something else. But we always are faced with something like this, whether it's a 9/11, whether it's SARS, whether it's an earthquake, whatever it is, it may not be COVID-19 for you next time, but it may be something personal in your life. It may not be a global catastrophe, but it may be something in your life that you're impacted by. But how are you going to respond? So I'm hoping that people take this time and they do what I call a self audit. How prepared am I for situations like this? How unprepared am I? And what am I going to do to prepare for the next time? Because Roy, this is what I know. You never get a test that you haven't been prepared for. Your teacher would never give you a test that they've never prepared you for. Now, the question is, were you paying attention? That's the big question. Were you paying attention? Because you'll never get a test, not in life, not in school, that you've never were prepared for. The question is, were you paying attention?
So very key, Dr. Will Molan. So very key. Were you paying attention? And so very often we get so sidetracked by the noise from the society, what the society wants you to be, what, let's say, the employer wants you to be, what the friend wants you to be. And you're then distracted where you're not paying attention. And then you have the unforeseen situations that creeps up. And then you're like, oh, wow, what to do now? And then you are in a panic. And that's why it's so key that you are on the show today to also help persons know what to do, how to still achieve their goals right now in the midst of the COVID-19. Because you said it already. The Bible states it. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. And you said it also. You know, next time it'll be named something else. But the world isn't finished. We're not done. God hasn't, you know, left us over to our lot and say, well, you figured it out. You know, he's still there. And so very key, because there's a lot of persons who are listening to the show right now that just wants that reassurance. I know that you are a person that believes in God. And just for that reassurance, Dr. Will, for those who are listening around the world, what can you say in terms of what you're experiencing? Maybe, I don't know if God has been speaking to you, what is the peace that you have, but share with us, because it's so very important for our listeners right now on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean, and around the world to hear from you.
Yeah, so for me, once again, my faith is very important. And I always believe that certain tests, trials, and tribulations come for you to analyze once again where your faith is. What level of faith are you operating in? And for me, I'm always reminded of a scripture. It's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, not of evil, but for good, to give you an expected end." So this is what we're experiencing around the world. It is a surprise to us, but it's not a surprise to God. It's catching us off guard, but it hasn't caught God off guard.
Powerful.
And so I believe that in God's awesome plan, that God knew this was going to happen. And anytime there's a problem, adjacent to that problem, there's a solution. There is no problem without a solution. And so for me, when we are involved in things like this, I always start asking God, okay, God, what are you trying to get me to see? And what's the solution? Many times we focus on the problem, but the problem is always going to be the problem. What we need to be focused on is the solution, not talking about the problem, but the solution. So for me, because I know that God has a plan for me, and his plan is a good plan for me, I may have thought I was going down this road, but God knew all along that I was going to need to go down this other road. And so I'm listening now for instruction, because once again, it's no surprise to God. God knew this was going to happen. When I moved to St. Martin in October, I did not know that the COVID virus, COVID-19, was going to break out in January, break out in February, break out in March. God knew. I didn't know, but God knew. So even though I'm thinking that I'm going to be doing one thing, I stop so I won't react. I slow down so I can see what my next response is going to be. And so once, for me, I got what my response was supposed to be still and know
that I'm God.
That I am God.
Powerful.
Be still and know that I'm God. So I didn't have to go jump back on a plane and say, let me go back to America, or let me do this, or let me do that. My instructions, be still and know
that I'm God.
And so now, once you listen to that set of instructions, you fall right smack dab into another principle that says, and he will give you peace that passes all understanding. So this is why I'm able to come on here and do your radio show. You're able to still do your radio show. You didn't call me and say, hey, you know what? I think we're going to need to have to reschedule or cancel. We're still going about our business because we have peace.
That's right.
There's still work that needs to be done. Now, we're not ignorant. We don't ignore what's going on, but we're not worried about what's going on. We're still getting the information. We're still walking in sense, but we're not worried. We're not moved. It's like Psalm says, we're planted like a tree that shall not be moved. And so for me, it was all about, okay, God, you knew this was going to happen. I didn't know this was going to happen. What's my next move?
Powerful. You know, I'm so happy that you shared that with us, Dr. Will, because as you stated it yourself, and I know about this as being, you know, you being our friend and, you know, talking about this, because we've had a really nice talk sometime when you were walking with me and my wife, and you talked about actually that, you know, transition, moving from Arizona, you know, where you're comfortable, where you have everything that you need, and taking that leap of faith. You know, your wife, your daughters, they're over in America. You're here in beautiful St. Martin since October 2019. And you're just really walking in faith, waiting on God and his promises that he knows what he has planned for you, according to Jeremiah 29:11. And that is a perfect example of what it is right now, as you are inspiring millions listening to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm live here on Love and Inspiration with my special guest, Dr. Will Molan. He is America's number one leadership life trainer, appointed an ambassador of world civility. Also, you know, before retiring from professional speaking at the age of, and he knows what age that is, he's still a young man, Dr. Will was regarded as one of the most transformational speakers in the world. And now he's here residing on St. Martin. We're speaking live with him on beautiful St. Martin, live on 102.7 FM, Love and Inspiration, which this show will be rebroadcast on voiceofthecaribbean.net and also on Bashani Radio in New York. Now, Dr. Will, because I know we're coming up to the end of this powerful short interview, so that I can connect with my second guest within the second part of the hour, and my guest, who is going to be in the second part, is listening right now in Toronto, Canada. So, you know, kudos to my guests. I'm still going to keep, you know, my guests, just keeping it in a gift wrap for the listeners next, but this special guest is very powerful. That wonderful person is going to be a speaker at the 3rd annual Victorious Living Foundation Leadership Summit, which is then moved from May 8th to October 9th at the Simpson Bay Resort Conference Center. So Dr. Will, last thing I would like you to share, because you're going to be one of the facilitators at Victorious Living's retreat that is coming up on December 3rd, God Spare Life, December 3rd to the 7th, 2020, at a beautiful five-star resort, Sonesta Ocean Point. Tell us a little bit about what, just not giving everything away, because I'm super excited, but as one of the facilitators, what are you going to be focusing on so that persons know already that they can start booking their rooms and for this retreat in December?
Yeah, so I'm really excited to be a part of what we're doing here and what you and your lovely wife are doing here in the Caribbean. I'm going to be talking about living from your core. And CORE is an acronym that stands for clarity, opportunities, relationship, and experience. And I think it's really a message that needs to be shared right now. In light of what's going on, people get to settle down and ask themselves, am I really clear? If tomorrow, if next week, if next month was your last day, your last time on this planet, are you really doing what you want to be doing? Or have you put your dream on the shelf? And so I help people get clear in terms of how they should be investing their life. You know, Roy, we have two numbers that are important to us. It's the day that we were born, and it's the day that we die. And then we have that dash in between.
Correct.
What are you doing with that dash? Are you clear about what you should be doing with that dash? And then once you get clear, you start looking for opportunities to live out your clarity. And inside of that, you ask yourself, what are the relationships? This is a great time. You know, many people are stuck in the house. I don't want to use the word stuck, but many people are in the house with their families. You're starting to see the relationships. What are the most important relationships to you? And then the last is E, your experience. How do you want to experience life? See, it was easy for me to move here to St. Martin and transition my family here, because one of the experiences that we wanted to enjoy in life was looking out our window and seeing a beautiful ocean. That's how we want to experience life. And so I'm going to be helping people get to their core. What is your core? Why are you really alive? Why do you wake up every single day? Why are you breathing? And that's living from your core. So I'm super excited that you and your lovely wife have invited me to be a part of this awesome event. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. And we're super excited, because even listening to you now, Dr. Will, I just want to fast track the months. I know we're in March, and just get us straight to December. So ladies and gentlemen, you heard from Dr. Will himself, and you've just got to make sure that you go on to victoriouslivingretreats.com and start looking at booking for that awesome retreat on December 3rd to the 7th, 2020, here in beautiful St. Martin. Wherever you're listening around the world, get on down to St. Martin. We trust and believe the good Lord will make a way, because we're only in March, and by 2020 December, COVID is something of the past. So you can still look at, you know, getting that book for that retreat. Dr. Will, I am so happy to have you on here, because I know you have imparted in such a short time some really powerful information with the listeners all over listening, as you shared about how to achieve your goals in the midst of the COVID-19. In closing, Dr. Will, any final statement that you want to share so that persons can go forward within the new week knowing that they are going to be focused, God is by their side, and just got to do what needs to be done? Your final statements on the show.
I'm going to end with my favorite quote. It's a personal quote of mine, and I say this to all of my friends, all of my family, and all of my clients. We are all equal in time. We're separated by what we do with it. So what are you going to do with this time that you have? Because this too shall pass. And at the end of this, you want to ensure that you're better and not worse. So we are all equal in time. We're separated by what we do with it. What are you doing with your time?
Fantastic. What a way to end this powerful interview on Love and Inspiration. What are you doing with your time, ladies and gentlemen? Dr. Will Mullen, it has been a pleasure having you on the show today. And definitely we'll stay in contact. You're going to be back on the show again because there's so much to share. And definitely, you know, empowering people around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, you can connect with Dr. Will. Go on to his website, www.drwillspeaks.com. That's www.drwillspeaks.com. Dr. Will, thank you for being on Love and Inspiration today. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a lovely day.
Thank you, my good friend.
Fantastic. Thank you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to a powerful interview there with Dr. Will Mullen, and he's America's number one leadership life trainer. And it's really a pleasure to have him here with us on the show. He's on St. Martin. So, you know, you don't need to go that far to find him. We continue to, of course, practice our social distancing until further notice. Very important to adhere to such, but you can check him out on www.drwillspeaks.com. God spare your life on Love and Inspiration. Be inspired, ladies and gentlemen. God is with us. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye now. I'm going home to my beautiful wife.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.